prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We've got a great show for you today. A little bit later in the show, we're going to be talking about the secrets of old-time strongmen revealed with David Whiteley. Before we do that, I got an announcement to make, and we have a guest on the show that's going to be talking about a supplement from one of our sponsors. First of all, I want to remind everybody that tonight, Friday night at midnight, the super sale on Erase ends. If you have not gotten your bottle of Erase, which is an aromatase inhibitor, cortisol reducer, for $19.99. It's available to my audience through midnight tonight at orbitnutrition.com. You can go to orbitnutrition.com directly, or you can go to Superhuman Radio and click the Erase banner ad. The coupon code is SHR10, and that will allow you to buy as many bottles of Erase at $19.99 that you want. After midnight tonight, it goes back up to the normal price. I believe it's like a $30 normal price. So there you go. So don't miss out on that. Take advantage of it. Okay. All the way from the UK, we are talking today with Professor Filimonov. He is associated with the Gauss Institute in Moscow. And we're going to be talking about a product that he designed and formulated for need-to-build muscle called Need2Slin. How you doing, Professor Filimonov?
Hi, how are you, Dobrodin?
Very good, very good. Okay, yes. So first of all, explain to me, what is Need2Slin? What exactly does it do?
Well, it's a very unique nutrient partitioner because it forces your body to use insulin in the most anabolic way, which is to build muscle, but it stops you from being able to push nutrients into fat. So in effect, you lose fat and you build muscle, and it's the only one of its kind that does this.
Can you explain how it works?
Yeah, it's very simple, really. If you think of insulin as a transporter, it's the most powerful hormone peptide for transporting nutrients into muscle and to fat cells. Now, every time you take a sugary drink, a fast-processed drink, you have an insulin spike, and then it causes your insulin levels to rise, and that's when fat and muscle can be most easily replenished. So the best time to do this would be first thing in the morning after a night when you haven't eaten, a fasted period, and also straight after a workout when you've depleted your glycogen stores by training hard. Now, what's special about Need2Slin is it uses cyclic adenosine monophosphate, which is CAMP, or cyclic AMP. Have you heard of this?
Yes, I have heard of cyclic AMP, yes.
It's quite a well-known messenger hormone. Now, it is the messenger that basically says norepinephrine, you can burn fat. But what's unique about CAMP is it also increases insulin production. Now, what it basically does here is you have your transporter hormone, insulin. It is looking for somewhere to take its nutrients when you take Need2Slin. But CAMP, it allows only for the muscle to be replenished while burning fat for fuel. It basically obliterates fat while force-feeding your muscles, which is a truly unique way of looking at an insulin mimicker, because the problem with insulin mimickers, it's been brought out by Patrick Arnold in the past and many other famous people, is that most insulin mimickers, they can't build muscle. They're not selective just for
muscle.
I was
just going to say they're indiscriminate of what they do with the insulin, in other words.
Exactly, yeah. It could be fat, it could be muscle that grows. But through the only selective insulin mimicker they thought available was berberine, but it's been proven that it cannot do this. So you have to have a raised level of CAMP within the system in order for this to take place, which is why Need2Slin is a unique product.
So does Need2Slin have berberine in it?
No.
No, it does not.
It would not have berberine because it doesn't work.
Okay. So I thought maybe you used berberine and something else. So what is the active ingredient in Need2Slin?
It has a range of active ingredients. First of all, you need to have your CAMP stimulator, so to speak. So we've got a very powerful extract of Colles for scoli.
Ah, yeah, sure.
which is a superb CAMP stimulant. It's been proven.
And I was just going to say, there's lots of scientific evidence that Forskolin works as predicted. So, yes, you're right.
Yeah, it's an outstanding supplement. And, of course, it allows for more testosterone to circulate around the body, so increasing localized IGF-1 levels, which is also very important for insulin to be fully potentiated. Of course, the other thing is you have acetyl L-carnitine, which is a good glucose dispersant, but it also transports fat from the microdontia to be used for fuel.
Actually, it has a similar effect as growth hormone in that it causes a substrate shift and makes triglycerides more available to the mitochondria of the cell.
Excellent. I like how you said that. It's very good. You really know your stuff. That's very, very true.
Thank you.
Also, as well as that, like you just mentioned, we have synephrine, which is also been proven in studies to be a potent CAMP stimulator. It also increases the thermogenic effect of nitazoline.
Mm-hmm.
But what is good as well is that it's selective of its receptors, only stimulating beta-2, not beta-3 or alpha-1, which is very important here because they can cause lesions on the heart muscle.
Really?
So, yeah. Well, that's why clenbuterol is a dangerous agent.
Yes, yes. And actually, there's evidence that using clenbuterol in the prescribed doses that a lot of bodybuilders use actually can cause apoptosis in myocytes, cardiac myocytes. It could actually
cause dead
areas of the heart. And that's why a lot of people who use clenbuterol for long periods of time generally will end up developing when the heart expands and the muscle. What's that?
I'm not sure of the English word. I think hypoplasma.
It's not just cardiac hypertrophy. It's also I can't think of the word right now. But anyway, clenbuterol is very, very dangerous. So that's why it does that. It acts on the beta-3 and beta-4 adrenergic receptors.
That's right. That's why clenbuterol is so dangerous, particularly beta-3. The worst thing, of course, is that with any of those stimulants, you have those side effects, possibly to the heart, restriction in the cardiovascular supply, the thickening of the muscle, and, of course, the scarring of the tissue like you brought out.
Right.
Which, even though, yes, you get the fat loss, is it worth the long-term health risks?
Not to me, it isn't.
No, exactly, or to me either.
Now, the beta-2 adrenergic receptor is simply only responsible for signaling fat cells to release their contents, correct?
Basically, yeah. There's a few guesstimates as actually how it works in this area because really more studies need to be done. But that's basically what many people believe. Certainly what I feel from my studies, that it's the best kind of the stimulation here that is needed is through those particular receptors.
Now, are these actually stimulants? Is synephrine and a stimulant of sorts? Would people feel perhaps an increased heart rate or any changes in blood pressure from using synephrine?
Not from the dose that's in nitazoline. If you were to dose synephrine at maybe 80 milligrams, then you would definitely feel an increase in heart rhythm. And also into body temperature and maybe a few other effects. But it's not a stimulant in the way that caffeine works.
Mm.
You only have a stimulation of the norepinephrine release in the system,
okay,
which is important for fat burning, but you don't get the stimulation where it's very hard to sleep. This can be taken at night. Which is very good. I wish that I could speak in Russian because it would be much easier for me.
No, you're doing great. You're doing great. It's not a central nervous system stimulator per se.
No, that's right. Yeah, it's we do have CNS stimulation through the Coleus Forskoli, through the way that synephrine works, of course, because CAMP stimulates the central nervous system, but not to the degree where you're going to be suffering with sleep. It stimulates it enough to allow for the maximal effects of insulin to reach the muscle, but without the fat cells being also being force-fed, so to speak. It just causes the breakdown of fats and the increase in muscle mass.
Okay. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We're also going to announce right now that we have a special for Superhuman Radio listeners only. If you would like to try Need to Slim, you can go to needtobuildmuscle.com. Is it .net? You know what? I'm going to have to look at that. I apologize. I'm going to have to look at it real. But anyway, you can go to the Need to Build Muscle website. And if you use the coupon code SUPER20, S-U-P-E-R-2-0, you can not only save 20% off of as much of the Need to Slim you want to purchase, but also get an additional gift, a $5 bag of a protein trail mix. That's right. This is a trail mix that you can snack on that is almost exclusively high protein. And this is a Need to Slim exclusive product as well. You can get a free $5 sample, a bag of their new high protein trail mix. So go to Need to Build Muscle, use the coupon code SUPER20, get 20% off your Need to Slim, plus get this extra additional gift. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll finish up with Professor Filimonov. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid-related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to steroiddefenselawyers.com. That's steroiddefenselawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com. Managing insulin is key to building muscle and staying lean. Now from needtobuildmuscle.net, get the most effective insulin mimicking, insulin sensitizing, nutrient partitioning supplement available without a prescription. Need to Slim. Need to Slim combines scientifically proven agents that shuttle glucose out of the bloodstream and into muscle, avoiding fat accumulation while simultaneously increasing insulin sensitivity on a cellular level. Need to Slim is so powerful that it should only be taken before a meal. You can get Need to Slim by visiting needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't risk another meal becoming fat and not muscle. Get Need to Slim today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Managing insulin is key to building muscle and staying lean. Now from needtobuildmuscle.net, get the most effective insulin mimicking, insulin sensitizing, nutrient partitioning supplement available without a prescription. Need to Slim. Need to Slim combines scientifically proven agents that shuttle glucose out of the bloodstream and into muscle, avoiding fat accumulation while simultaneously increasing insulin sensitivity on a cellular level. Need to Slim is so powerful that it should only be taken before a meal. You can get Need to Slim by visiting needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't risk another meal becoming fat and not muscle. Get Need to Slim today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I'm sorry, I got the website wrong a moment ago. I haven't been sleeping well lately, as many of you may be able to tell from some of the problems I've been having with my short-term memory, but I'm going to get that cleared up this weekend. I'm working with Dr. Peter Rouse to isolate some things that are going on with me. Anyway, it is needtobuildmuscle.net. Needtobuildmuscle.net is the website, and use the coupon code SUPER20, SUPER20, to get 20% off your Need to Slim, plus an extra gift, a bag of high-protein trail mix that you will love. I had this stuff. It's amazing. Hard to believe that it's good for you. My guest is Professor Filimonov. We're talking about the property of Need to Slim. And after this, we will be talking with David Whiteley about the revealing the secrets of strongmen of yesteryear. That's going to be a really interesting segment, so stay tuned for that. So, Professor Filimonov, you said that the people should not only use this after a workout, but also first thing in the morning on an empty stomach, huh?
Yeah, it can be used first thing in the morning. It can even be used as when someone is in ketosis on a keto diet. It doesn't need to have carbohydrates to be effective because it has such a powerful activator of adenyl cyclase, and which so because of that increases the levels of CAMP within the human system, that you have an increase in growth hormone levels, you have an increase in proper insulin output, and it means that everything you eat can be used to replenish your muscle stores, and fat will continue to be burned. So using it in fasted state, it increases glute uptake and glycogen retention, but also, best of all, it causes glucogen to be released all through the day. Now, glucogen is the most catabolic hormone to fat there is. And when glucogen is released, fat can be burnt as fuel all day long afterwards, which is exactly what you want when you're in ketosis.
Now, you just mentioned something interesting, that it has an effect on glute. You know, for instance, there is evidence that individuals who use high doses of androgens become insulin resistant due to GLUT4 translocation on the cell. So could that be corrected by using Nitazoxanide while on an androgen cycle?
Yes, definitely. That was part of the reason behind my design, because a lot of bodybuilders today, obviously, they use insulin on a cycle to maximize gains, and partly because of this GLUT suppression. But Nitazoxanide can actually increase the glute transporter, which is GLUT4 uptake into the muscle, and increase the amount of carbohydrates forced into the muscle and proper insulin release in the pancreas, which obviously, as you say, is very important if you're on a steroid cycle and you have that suppression.
Yeah, because there's a lot of people out there who don't even realize that they're using high doses of androgens, and they are as insulin resistant as their 80-year-old grandfathers just because they go into the gym and training every day. They don't realize, and that's part of the reason why insulin has become almost a staple, because you know it's almost like if you're at a concert and you sit next to the speakers all night long. When you go into a normal environment, people have to yell in order to overcome the deadening of your ears. Well, when GLUT4 becomes translocated due to the use of androgens, the cell becomes insulin resistant, and so you have to stimulate a greater production of insulin just to get the same results that you were looking for. Now let me ask you another question that you just piqued my interest about something. Could a Nitazoxanide be beneficial for individuals who are insulin resistant or pre-diabetic?
Yeah, actually, it's something I'm working on at the moment because CAMP actually is the future of treating type 2 diabetes.
Really?
Absolutely, definitely. You'll find within the next 2 years, a lot of medications will be brought out, I believe, for treating type 2 diabetes through CAMP increase, because like I mentioned earlier, cyclic adenosine monophosphate, it increases the amount of insulin released in the pancreas. It also allows for proper hormonal response within the pancreas. I can tell you there was an interesting study done. Try and remember. It was...
Take your time.
I think it was done in Kagoshima University, and it was done by a Dr. Nakazaki. I think maybe if you look on the internet, you'll be able to find it. It was Cyclicamp pathway amplifies insulin excitosis, and they proved that there was an increase, I think, of 30% in insulin release just by increasing CAMP levels within the person. And this was in people who were pre-diabetic and actually suffering with type 2 diabetes. So they had no insulin response. Their pancreas was no longer producing insulin. Yet a 30% increase after just one medication, they actually were treated with CAMP itself, which is I thought was an incredible breakthrough.
Really?
And that was one of the reasons that really triggered off my viewpoint that it was possible with this product, because there is no nutrient repartitioner that works the way this does. The thing is, everything else, like we said earlier, can store nutrients in both the fat cell and the muscle cell.
Right, it's indiscriminate, right,
both,
exactly.
Both can grow.
Right.
But with this, not only do you have improved pancreatic function, but your cholesterol will be lowered, your fat cells will be obliterated, and your muscle cells will be allowed to grow naturally. Insulin response will become optimized. And this is why it will also be used to treat people who are suffering with diabetes, because the pancreas, for the first time in many users, will actually be able to produce insulin again.
If someone was using this for therapeutic use in someone who maybe is near diabetic or is suffering from type 2 diabetes, would you just simply take a single serving with each meal, or before each meal, or after each meal? How would it work?
It would definitely be before each meal. I think the best thing to do would be if you have a doctor who is able to advise you on, maybe he'd be able to monitor your insulin levels as you try this, because there's a few doctors now already who are interested in using Nitazlim. I've spoken to one, actually, as a medicinal aid. Now, if this could be done, maybe your doctor could be able to check your insulin levels, your glucose levels, as you take Nitazlim, just to check your response, because I believe it's very possible that this could be used to treat type 2 diabetes without any additional medications.
Very interesting. Wow, this is really an exciting product, much more so than I thought. You know, obviously the esoteric value of building muscle is something that's interesting, but being able to help people who are suffering from type 2 diabetes seems to be a much more noble cause. Obviously,
brilliant.
Yeah. Let me ask you, and we're coming to the end of the interview. Did you do a lot of tests with individuals when you were formulating this? Did you work with bodybuilders, and have you seen results from it?
Well, I've been working in Russia with Sasha Maslovskis. He's former European champion, and many other famous bodybuilders, people. And I'd been working formulating different insulin mimickers myself in a laboratory over there. But what was difficult was getting people to only take the product I was giving.
Right.
And so for quite a while, my work was really pointless, because I was getting back such different reports. I couldn't really understand why you're growing, you're not growing.
Right.
But then I was able to select a group of individuals. We ran tests with this very formula that's in Nitazlim. And what was really interesting was their weight always stayed the same or very similar. Now you're going to say, that means it doesn't work. But their body fat levels would drop by maybe 5 to 9 pounds over a 12-week period, and their muscle mass would increase by 5 pounds or more over a 12-week period, which is a huge, huge difference.
Yeah.
And then we could see the abdominal muscle starting to show through, proper striations in the muscle, and I knew then that the formula was right.
Right.
And I knew that it was
truly repartitioning. I mean, that's what body repartitioning. That's absolutely
exactly
right.
This. The first time I think this really is the product now, and that's when Need to Build Muscle, Nathan Chase, he's such a good person. He contacted me and asked if I could possibly formulate some products with him. We're working on a new product that is absolutely new to the bodybuilding world, absolutely never before been seen. And I believe this is the first of its kind also, Nitazlim.
Oh, it's going to be exciting. Well, we're coming to the end of the interview. First of all, I want to thank you, Professor Filimonov, for taking time to come on the show. I know it's very late
in
the UK. I want to remind everybody that you can get your bottle or bottles of Nitazlim by going to needtobuildmuscle.net and using the coupon code SUPER20, SUPER20. Not only will you save 20% off the already low price of Nitazlim, but you'll also get a free bag of high protein trail mix. This stuff is so cool. It's almost exclusively all protein, yet it is a trail mix that you will enjoy eating. You can take it to the movies with the kids. It's a great healthy snack, and you get a $5 bag for free. Professor Filimonov, thanks so much for coming on Superhuman Radio.
Thank you, Carl. You're a very, very intelligent person.
Oh, thank you. Would you tell my mother that now?
I will. Give me her number. I will call her.
Thank you, Professor Filimonov. We'll see you again when the new product comes out, okay?
I'd like to. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, and when we come back, we're going to have David Whiteley on the phone, and we're going to be talking about the secrets of the strong men of yesteryear. It's going to be interesting. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Science's want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from Bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at Bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
Turinabol from PrimordialPerformance.com is a Haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid-related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. That's SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This next subject is really something that's very, very interesting to me, and it has been ever since I read the book Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors, written by Randy Roach, where he chronicles the history of physical culture and nutrition. And Randy talked about a lot of the old-time strongmen and that they were really strong. Although they were treated like vaudevillian acts, these guys were very, very talented. I had the wonderful pleasure of being able to interview Dan Lurie on a show 5 years ago. And he was probably a latecomer to that whole game. But when we think about strongmen, we have to remember that Eugene Sandow was considered a strongman back in the day. And my guest today is David Whitley, and he has recently released a DVD called Lessons of the Old-Time Strongman. Welcome to the show, Dave.
Hey, how's it going?
And I should also say that you are quite an accomplished Russian kettlebell master trainer, correct?
Yeah, I'm one of six master trainers in the master instructors in the RKC system right now.
Okay, and Pavel's actually been on the show a couple times. I have a lot of respect for him. Let's talk about the these old-time strongmen. First of all, what even got you interested in this?
Well, I kind of found my way into the back door by way of the kettlebell stuff, because I got involved with the RKC in about 2003. I went through the certification and was had always just kind of had a fascination with being big and strong and all that sort of stuff. I saw Pump and Iron when I was a kid, And if you go back and watch Pump and Iron, the opening credits are those old films that Thomas Edison shot of Eugene Sandow. You were talking about Sandow, and he was the first muscle movie star, because those were some of the first movies ever filmed at all.
Isn't that amazing?
And,
yeah.
And so just kind of having an interest in lifting heavy stuff all my life, and getting involved with the RKC. Pavel has a pretty extensive knowledge of some of the training methods and principles that those guys used. And, you know, you see pictures of guys like Sandow and Arthur Saxon and Sig Klein and all these guys lifting kettlebells. And so I was just kind of drawn to it, because there's something about the whole kettlebell culture that kind of directs you back towards the roots of physical culture.
And plus, if you're handling a kettlebell, you realize at that moment that while not that kettlebell that you're handling, but the kettlebell in general was being handled by these guys back in the day, when this was really just starting to become a kind of a cult.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
there's a certain romance or almost, you know, we talk about religion. Religion is to relegate. You know, you're relegating, you're handling this kettlebell, you think, gee, you know, the mighty Adam handled a kettlebell, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And speaking of kind of how it harkens back to the old days, it went out of favor back in the 19-teens. You know, and kind of just disappeared, and has recent, you know, made its resurfacing here in the past 10 years or so. But I have a copy of a book called Super Strength by Alan Calvert.
Are you still there? Dave, did we lose you? Okay. Let's see if we can fix this problem real quick. Hold on a second. Just bear with me, everybody. Live radio. Huh.
Hi, we can't take your call right now.
Oh, boy.
Please leave us a message, and we will call you back.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take an unplanned break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. We'll get him back on the line. Okay, sorry about that. We've got Dave back on the line. I'm sorry about that. This is the perils of live radio, Dave. So it happens. Anyway, just makes it more interesting. All right, so let's get back to what you were talking about. You picked up a book. Was by who? Alvin Calvert, you said?
Alan Calvert. Strength.
Okay.
And he's talking about the kettlebell swing in there, and he says that it's about the best exercise for strengthening the back and legs and teaching them to work together. It takes considerable practice to master, but it's worth all the trouble because it's one of the fundamentals of super strength. And that was written in 1924.
Right.
So when I get calls and emails from people who want to know about this new kettlebell thing that I've been doing for 7 years or 8 years and has been going on for 100, 150 years prior to that, it kind of makes me smile. But I'm just glad to see it coming into the forefront of a modern physical culture movement.
Well, yeah. Now let's talk about this for a second. These guys were treated like vaudevillians because they were entertaining to watch. Because what they were able to do was uncommon in men in that era. Don't forget, in that period of time, unlike obesity, malnutrition was the norm. Most people were too skinny, very weak. And then here comes these guys who etched their bodies into statues that look like David, and they were really very interesting to watch. But these guys, even though they were treated like vaudevillians, they were truly strong. Who was the guy that had the 700-pound single-hand deadlift again?
It was a 727-pound one-handed deadlift, and that was Herman Garner. He was one of the strongest guys ever to walk the planet. 727-pound one-handed deadlift.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he have any other strength feats that were up there in record breakers like that?
Tons and tons of them that I can't recall off the top of my head. I know that he pinched gripped over 120 pounds with one hand off the floor.
Wow. Which
if you've ever turned two 45-pound plates face-to-face and gripped the smooth sides and tried to pick that up, you know, that's...
A pinch grip, yeah.
Yeah, that's 90 pounds.
Without a lip to get your fingers under, I'm talking about. Just
flat
surfaces, right.
And he did one of the popular lifts was called a two hands anyhow, and it involved taking as much weight over your head with two hands anyhow you could do it. And Arthur Saxon has the longest standing record in that, set in 1905 at 448.5 pounds. He did a 350-something pound barbell and a 118-pound kettlebell or something like that. I don't remember. No, it's a 112-pound kettlebell, and whatever the difference in the math is from 448 to that is. I don't do math real well.
Yeah, neither do I, so I'm not going to call you on it. But, you know, go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was just going to talk about Garner. He did a two hands anyhow with 410-pound kettlebells. He picked
each kettlebell was 410?
No, each kettlebell weighed 110 pounds.
Okay.
And he lifted four of them over his head at the same time.
And so two in each hand, in other words.
Yeah, well, no, he did. He lifted two in one hand, and he was holding that overhead, and he grabbed a third one and picked it up and hooked it over the thumb of the same hand.
Oh, my
got
God.
Three, and then he reached down and grabbed the other one and clean and pressed it with the other hand. So
holy
he was 330 pounds, 110 of which was hanging just off his thumb. He was insanely strong.
What about George Jowett? He was another guy that was famous for like lifting anvils in mm-hmm. Atlantic City and stuff like that. How heavy were those anvils?
I think they were around 90 to 100 pounds. I actually went to what's the name of the town? Some little town in Texas. I went down and trained with Dennis Rogers, I'll talk a little bit more about him in a minute.
Okay.
But went down there to the old Texas Barbell Company, and the guy who owns the place, Mike Childers, has, I believe his last name's Childers. If I'm screwing that up, I apologize on the air to Mike. But I just know his name's Mike for sure. But he has one of Jowett's old anvils there in his old Texas Barbell Company. And it was heavy. I don't know how much it weighed, but it was heavy. I tried to pick it up, and it didn't work so well for me. But his little place is just a museum of stuff. And he doesn't have a website. You can't really contact him. You kind of got to know him or know someone who knows him to find it. But to fast forward to nowadays, we got guys like Dennis Rogers and John Brookfield who are kind of carrying on that modern tradition. And Dennis is how I got into the actual feats of strength, bending steel, tearing cards, lifting sledgehammers, rolling up frying pans, all that sort of stuff. So he is he's probably been seen by more people than any other strongman in history. You know, the old-time guys, you say they were treated like vaudevillians. They actually were vaudevillians. This whole thing has its roots in vaudeville. And Dennis was partially trained by Slim the Hammerman, who was a protege of the Mighty Atom. So when I got involved with it, I am the kind of guy who, if I want to know about something and I get really seriously interested in it, I try to go to the source and find the highest quality information I can. And through a series of acquaintances, I ran into Dennis Rogers and actually interviewed him for a thing that I had on a website of mine several years ago. Became friends with him, and he took me on as a student after that.
Plug your website. We're going to go into a break in a couple of minutes, but plug your website. What is it? Irontamer.com? Is that what it is?
Irontamer.com, yes.
Yeah, Irontamer.com. And I got to tell you, I get a lot of DVDs from people, a lot of books from people, because, you know, I have a pretty decent audience. people want to get on the air. And right. Larry always sends me good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I watched your DVD from end to end one night. It was so impressive because you take the viewer through the world of strongman and bring it into modern day while integrating some Russian kettlebell stuff into it as well. But more importantly, you actually do the feats while you're talking about, you know, well, this guy used to do this. And then like the rolling up the frying pan, that was amazing. I watched
you,
you know, and then the bending of the nails and mm-hmm. ripping. And that the funniest thing was the card trick. I mean, that was funny. I'm going to tear your card in half without taking it out. And I mean, you really are an amazingly strong guy, but amazingly entertaining. And I think that any of those guys from back then would be proud that you're carrying on the tradition and bringing it forth into modern days where we wouldn't even have a chance to see this kind of stuff anymore. I mean, we see Marius Pudnowski doing the fingal fingers and stuff like that, but this stuff is so much more entertaining.
Well, thank you for that. That's very kind of you to say, and that's my whole thing that I want to do. I want to entertain people, and I want to hopefully educate people, and I want to hopefully get them inspired to go out and do something themselves, you know, by showing them the kind of stuff that I've learned. And I think it's really important that we don't lose contact with where it all came from, because I'm not going to go out and do a feat of strength and claim to have invented it, because everything that can be done in terms of picking up something heavy and putting it right back down in the spot where it was, I think someone's already thought of it. I don't think anybody comes up with anything new. I think we rediscover things or we reinterpret things. Like one of the things that's a signature feat of mine is doing the Turkish get-up with a kettlebell in one hand and then levering the sledgehammer with the other. I don't
right.
think anybody's done that combination as a signature move before, but certainly lots of guys do sledgehammer levering. Lots of guys do Turkish get-ups, and I just the whole point of that feat was to kind of bring everything together in one feat and pay tribute to the kettlebell people who came before me and the old-time strongmen.
Right. Right. Now, you're, it's very entertaining. I very rarely watch the whole DVD of anything. I usually like try to glean it and get the gist of it so that I'm well prepared for the interview.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually started watching it before bed and I ended up getting to sleep late that night because I didn't want to turn it off. I kept watching it. I was like, wow, every time you did something else, it was like, wow, that's amazing. You know, I wonder if I could do that. I started thinking to myself, gee, I wonder if I could bend a nail like that. You know, I'm going to have to get those leather things that you use to kind of protect your hands a little bit. And I'm going to try some of that. And now I'm hooked. I'm going to try some of this stuff now. See?
So anything I can do to help you out with that, let me know.
Well, you can lend me your arms. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we'll be talking more with David Whitley. I want to actually talk a little bit about the Mighty Atom when we come back. Okay, Dave?
Okay.
All right. Stay tuned. You're listening to Supreme Radio. I promise no more technical difficulties. We'll be right back. DJ Braun knows how to get in shape and stay in shape. He's appeared in numerous bodybuilding and fitness magazines, and now he's ready to help you. Whether you're a man or a woman, PJ Braun has the expertise to help you reach your goals faster and easier than ever before. Utilize his one-on-one distance training services, and your friends will want to know what your secret is, but we'll never tell. Services are affordable and customizable to suit your individual needs. Nutrition, training, and supplementation are all covered. Stop spinning your wheels and start building the body that you've always dreamed of. Go to PJBraun.com today. That's PJBraun.com. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate, and you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
A company committed to truth in advertising, to science-driven product development, a company that still believes in accountability to its customers. All American EFX is that company. With a full line of performance-enhancing aids like Crealkaline EFX Pro, muscle pump amplifiers like Nitric EFX, growth and recovery enhancers like LBA Pro and LG5 Pro, and a fully tested core nutrition series. So if you want the very best in bodybuilding and performance supplements, go to any GNC or visit AAEFX.com today. That's AAEFX.com. All American EFX. We don't play games. We just help you win them.
Managing insulin is key to building muscle and staying lean. Now from needtobuildmuscle.net, get the most effective insulin mimicking, insulin sensitizing, nutrient partitioning supplement available without a prescription. Need to Slin. Need to Slin combines scientifically proven agents that shuttle glucose out of the bloodstream and into muscle, avoiding fat accumulation while simultaneously increasing insulin sensitivity on a cellular level. Need to Slin is so powerful that it should only be taken before a meal. You can get Need to Slin by visiting needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't risk another meal becoming fat and not muscle. Get Need to Slin today. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You can get Dave Whitley's DVD by going to DaveDraper.com. The DVD is called Lessons of the Old Time Strongmen, and it's $29.95, and it's just a little bit over an hour long. It's really, really a great DVD. It's great to have the kids watch, too, because it's very, very entertaining. You could pop this DVD in, and while you're trying to learn something about the strongmen of yesteryear, sit there with your wife or your significant other and really enjoy the whole thing like you were going to a show someplace at a casino or something like that. I mean, it's that quality. So check it out.
Thank you.
Okay, let's talk about the Mighty Atom for a minute. He's quite an enigma, wasn't he? He wasn't that big of a guy, was he?
He was about 5'4", and he weighed at his biggest, he weighed about 150 pounds.
But he was quite capable of... I mean, they should have called him the Mighty Ant, because like an ant, he was able to do a lot more than his body weight.
Right, right. Well, the name the Atom came about in the 30s, I think, right around the time that...
Atom was discovered.
Yeah, right around the time that the power of atomic energy was being discovered and understood. And so here's this really tiny particle with this unlimited amount of power. And so,
right.
You know, he adopted that.
But what? So give me some ideas of some of the feats of strength that the Mighty Atom is known for.
Some of the stuff that he did that no one else has ever done and probably should never attempt are things like taking a 60-penny nail or a jack chain and biting it in two.
Oh, come on. Really?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's documented in Ripley's, and there's films of it and stuff. And I was actually talking to Slim the Hammer Man the other day about it, and he said, I still don't know how he did that, because Slim actually held a nail in his own hand and had the Atom open his mouth up. Slim put the nail in, and the Atom bit it in half.
So Slim was there?
Slim was a protege of the Atom.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, Slim from the time he was probably 18 or 20 years old up until the Atom died was a student of the Atom. So
wow. What a colorful life they must have had. I mean,
yeah,
stories they could
tell. Together,
That's amazing.
So biting metal in half, that is one of those things that I have no intentions to ever try. It's just, it's ridiculous to me that anyone would even come up with the idea of doing something like that.
Right.
Another thing that he did it two different occasions, and it nearly killed him both times, is he was known for having long hair. He was a little Jewish man from Poland.
Right.
And he wanted to show, keep in mind, he was born in 1893. So
right.
this was when it wasn't a good time to be a Jew in
right.
Europe.
Right,
And he came over here in the early 1900s, and he was proud of being Jewish, and so he wanted to show the power that was inherent there, you know, that we're all God's children, so to speak. And so he grew his hair out in the to identify himself as a modern Samson. And on a couple of different occasions, he stopped airplanes from taking off with his hair.
By like tying his ponytail to a plane, and then it tried to, a prop plane, obviously, and it tried to take off.
Yeah, yeah, and he regularly, as part of his shows, would pull with trucks or lift pianos and stuff like that with his hair. But the airplane feat, he did it twice, and almost ripped his scalp off both times and swore he'd never do it after the second time.
You know what's really interesting to me? That no one sees Jack LaLanne as being one of these guys. But Jack, I remember when I was a kid, I grew up in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
And we had quite a few strong men back in the day. Charles Siciliano, who was Charles Atlas.
Right.
You know, was notorious for doing things of feats of strength. And mm-hmm. then you had Jack LaLanne, who taught on public TV, Channel 13. He used to do a exercise class for women, moms who were home in the daytime. He would show them
right.
how to do things on their kitchen chair and so on
mm-hmm.
and so forth. But Jack was always swimming a boat around a harbor,
mm-hmm.
you know, and stuff like that. But yet no one thinks of Jack as one of the modern-day strongmen for some reason.
I think maybe they see him more as a health and fitness icon
yeah.
than as a performing strongman.
Yeah,
but yeah, he definitely bridged the gap between the two. You know, the Adam lived in Brooklyn, right?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah, and the big Coney Island fire,
right?
Back in the '40s, whenever was it that he was there when that started? He almost died in that fire.
I didn't know that. So he was working at Coney Island at that time.
Yep.
I'll be darned. See, I spent time at Coney Island.
Mm-hmm.
My mom used to send me to summer camp, that was right there. By the steeplechase on the boardwalk. And so I used to break away from the summer camp and go up and play skee ball all day long. And I would watch the side shows that they had there as a kid. And they had some phenomenal side shows that I would give anything to see today. But current law won't let you exploit people like that any longer.
Right.
So,
right.
What about Reg Park? He apparently classified himself as a strong man as well, didn't he?
Reg was very, very strong. He was probably, he and Bill Pearl are probably the guys who were top-level bodybuilders and very, very strong, performing strongmen or powerlifting-type guys who bridged that gap very well. Reg, I believe, was the second or third guy in the world to bench press 500 pounds, and I think there's a YouTube video of him doing it in like a pair of slacks and a T-shirt.
No shirt, huh?
No gear and no drugs, you know, nothing. Nothing that a lot of the guys who do it now have
as an advantage, right?
Yeah. Which that's not to take anything away from any of the guys who are doing it now. I mean, I have much respect for those guys. But
right.
this is like the guy inventing the wheel or fire, the cotton gin. You know, this was the first guys to do this stuff, and they were insanely strong.
Yeah, it was pristine at that point in time.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with a guy named Max Sick?
Max Sick, yeah, the muscle. Muscle control guy.
Yeah, because we did a show last year with Randy Roach about Max Sick. Apparently, uh-huh. Max was an extremely strong guy for his size as well, and he had broken some records, but I think they were over in Europe somewhere, not here in the United States.
Yeah, I know who he is, and I think I've read one of his books or glanced through one of his books, but I don't really know any of the details about him. I mean, there's so many of those guys that did so many amazing things. You know, you can drive yourself nuts researching it.
But was George Hackenschmidt one of the guys that you studied when you first
started?
Oh,
absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Hackenschmidt has one of the records in the Turkish getup that, as far as I know, nobody's done anything with. He did they called it a one-arm getup from the Turkish style. Or seated in the Turkish style,
right.
which is what we in the States would call sitting Indian style or cross-legged.
Right, right. Like the way somebody would meditate. Right, exactly.
Yeah. So, of course, to get there, you have to roll up from the ground. But he did a 187-pound barbell, I believe, for reps. And
wow.
He wasn't that big a guy. I think at his top body weight, he was maybe 200 pounds or so.
Yeah, he and these guys had amazing physiques back then, given the fact that they were still stumbling upon nutritional information, and you know, most of them were probably not as apprised as the average physical culture / bodybuilder is today
about how to eat
properly and stuff.
Well, on one hand you have that, but then on the other hand there's this whole movement now to go back to organic foods.
Oh,
and
yeah,
so
and grass-fed cows and raw cow
milk. Yeah, and that's all they had back then.
Right. And that's a good point. That just goes to show the power of going back to
mm-hmm.
the food that we were designed to eat. I mean, Randy told me that Jack LaLanne and somebody else, it'll come to me probably after the show is over, used to go to the stockyards in California and buy raw blood
mm-hmm.
and drink it. They would
mm-hmm.
mix it with raw unpasteurized milk and raw unpasteurized cream, and they would drink it. Kind of like the Maasai from Africa do, you know what I mean? They drink blood. So, yeah, these guys were they had access to stuff that unfortunately we don't have access, which is pristine food.
Yeah.
So there's a lot to be said for that. Let me tell people again how to get the DVD real quick. You go to DaveDraper.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a great DVD. I'm telling you, if you get this, you will not regret it. It's a great entertainment to watch Dave teach you about the strongmen of yesteryear, but actually go through the paces and show you some of these tricks firsthand. The DVD is called Lessons of the Old-Time Strongmen. It's $29.95 at DaveDraper.com. And they got lots of other great stuff. We're going to have some other people on in the near future who've also released some DVDs that Larie has sent me as well. I'm hoping that they're all as entertaining as yours are, Dave, because sometimes it's arduous for me to watch everything that I have to watch. But I'm actually planning on sending your DVD to my son in San Diego so he can watch it, because I bought him a set of kettlebells last time I was there.
And
a couple of his friends said, you know, you can't get strong with kettlebells, you know. And I said, oh, yes, you can. I says, you got to know what to do, but you absolutely can. So I'm going to send him this DVD and let him watch it. Okay, so what's next for you? What's going on? You got anything coming up in the near future? Any classes you're giving in Russian kettlebell training or anything like that?
I've got several. I'm booked out for the rest of the year on workshops, several workshops that I'm doing, a few RKC-related events. I've got Nashville Kettlebell, which is my – I'm in Nashville, Tennessee. I don't know if I said that earlier, but I've got a local facility that's a kettlebell-centered facility where I teach this stuff every day. And so anybody who's in the Southeast that wants to drive up and see me, you can contact me at irontamer.com, and you can come and check out the place. And that, and just going around and doing more strongman shows. I really love doing the shows because it gives me a chance to get up and connect with people. When Larie first contacted me about doing some DVDs and workshops and whatnot, she wanted to do something that was strongman-focused. And I had to come up literally with the history lesson and the sort of philosophical discourse on what the strongmen did, because my shows that I normally do, we still do the feats, but the talking part is usually about goal setting, goal achievement, motivational. I mean, it sounds sappy to say that stuff because I'm not Tony Robbins or one of these you can do it kind of guys.
Right.
But the idea is that if I can get up there and bend a horseshoe, then you can certainly figure out how to get along with your spouse or get out of debt or talk to your estranged child or lose 20 pounds or whatever the thing is that's in your way. One of the feats that I do that was really difficult for me to learn how to do is where I drive the nail through the board with my hand.
Yeah, right.
Because I would try to do it and I would feel the brakes putting on, because it's not a natural thing to take a piece of steel in your hand and drive it through something.
Right.
And Dennis Rogers actually talked me into being able to do that, almost a hypnosis kind of thing. But the message that I give along with that is that my goal, usually I pop a balloon when I do that, that's on the other side of the board. My mm-hmm. goal is just to put the nail into the balloon and make it pop, and I don't care what gets in my way. And if I stop and think about what's in the way, I'll falter. But if I just focus on driving the nail into the balloon, then there it goes. And
aren't you also a disciple of martial arts?
Yeah, I've practiced some martial arts for several years.
And isn't that like in a lot of martial arts, that's how they teach you to throw a punch. You throw the punch through your opponent, not at your opponent.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I really like that. I may want to have you back on for a short piece where we can talk about some things that people can do to help build motivation as well. I'd like to, that would be cool. We're coming to the end of the interview. Just real quick, do you know Wade Johnson by any chance?
I do not.
Okay, he's in Nashville. He's a great guy, power lifter, and good friend of mine. And I just figured maybe since you guys are kind of in similar businesses, so to speak, he's a coach. I thought maybe you might know him. Listen,
Dave,
I want to thank you so much for making time to come on Superhuman Radio today. And I hope that the listeners will go out there and check out the DVD at DaveDraper.com. I promise you, you'll enjoy it. You'll want your friends to watch it. It's a lot of fun. It's entertaining. It's very, very entertaining.
I really appreciate you having me on. And if anybody who's listening is interested in contacting me about coming and booking a show and doing what I do at their place, their office, their church, their whatever, contact me on irontamer.com and we'll make it happen.
There you go. Have a great weekend, Dave.
Thank you so much.
And to all the listeners, have a great weekend, and thank you for continuing to listen to me, even on these days where I don't get sleep and sometimes I have a hard time making sense. We'll see you next week.